Understand buyers' psychological drives. Success in sales isn't about some mysterious recipe. There's no magic formula, even in popular sales methods like solution selling or consultative selling. But here's the deal. Understanding how people behave is key. If you get why buyers do what they do and grasp the common sales patterns, you're golden. When you know this stuff, you can talk to potential clients better, figure out what they think of your stuff, and make a killer offer. Even when you nail a killer sales pitch, sometimes your potential buyer just won't bite. That's when you need to figure out why they act the way they do. Sales folks have to dig into the whys behind customer behavior and understand the psychological stuff. And once you get where they're coming from mentally, you gotta learn the hows of selling to them. Sales prospects may not behave logically. In life and sales, most people and potential buyers are thought to be rational. It's believed they make logical choices and think carefully about what they do. This idea is the basis of sales training, but it's pretty flawed. Understanding how people make decisions is crucial in sales. Most folks don't always make logical choices because we're all a bit irrational sometimes. This irrationality messes with every step of the sales process. But here's the good news. Behavioral science helps us understand why we act this way. By learning from it, salespeople can get ahead of the competition. Resistance to change is common due to the status quo bias. Most people resist change because they fear it might make things worse. This fear of the unknown keeps them sticking to what they know, even if it's not ideal. We call this the status quo bias. It's like a glitch in our thinking that stops us from making rational choices. These biases can also get in the way of making sales. Cognitive biases are like glitches in our brains, leftovers from our ancestors. Because of these glitches, most people prefer sticking to what they know rather than trying something new. This makes it tough for salespeople. Your potential customers' biases, not your competitors, are the biggest obstacles you face. Address psychological needs throughout the sales cycle. Acknowledge that people decide based on both logic and feelings. Then, figure out how to handle this in each step of making a sale. Finding potential customers, building relationships, convincing them to change, negotiating terms, and expanding the relationship. Identify and reach out to genuine leads. The key to sales success starts with finding the right leads. When salespeople prospect, they're reaching out to genuinely interested potential customers. It might seem obvious, but many sales folks don't focus enough on reaching out to as many good leads as possible. But getting this step right is crucial because it sets the stage for future success. To overcome the mental and emotional barriers that hold back salespeople during the prospecting phase, like procrastination, fear of rejection, and the false belief that they're too unique to follow the standard rules, it's crucial to set SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. These goals help target and contact as many potential customers as possible. The key is to make plenty of calls, because even the most skilled salesperson faces low odds of success on any single call. Nurture connections with potential clients. Salespeople need to build a strong connection with potential customers before selling their products. When they're getting to know each other, salespeople have to convince prospects to keep an open mind and not immediately dismiss the idea of upgrading to a better solution. Most people prefer sticking with what they know, but if they trust you and believe in your advice, it's easier to persuade them to consider something new. Salespeople need to be wary of what we call lazy ghosts that can haunt their interactions with potential customers. These ghosts come from stereotyping and in-group bias. Stereotyping is when you automatically think certain things about someone just because they belong to a particular group, usually in a negative way. In-group bias is when you only hang out with people who are like you or part of your social, economic, or political circle. These biases can get in the way of building good client relationships. To fight against them, you've got to be someone even a biased person can vibe with. The first impression you give to potential clients is super important. Elevate prospects from fears. Salespeople need to get their prospects to change, but people fear change. This makes changing their behavior the hardest part of the sales process. To ease prospects' fear of change, redirect or elevate their attention away from their fears. You can't do this with rational conversation. Instead, focus on ideas that clients already value and use those shared concepts to encourage change. If your prospect values education, focus your sales efforts on that. Show how your product or service benefits their educational goals. If they value dependability, make that your focus instead. To understand what your prospects value, encourage them to talk about what's most important to them and listen carefully. Never rush your prospects into making a decision. They need to move at a pace that feels right for them. Negotiate amicably and cooperatively. Once you reach this stage, you've convinced your prospect to make a change, overcoming the biggest hurdle in the sales process. Now, negotiate the deal in a friendly way where both sides win. Never treat your prospect as an opponent. Behavioral research shows that the best way to negotiate is to focus on interests, not positions. When salespeople give in to troublesome, rigid thinking, it becomes impossible to set a reasonable negotiating stance. The key to successful negotiations is flexibility and careful preparation. Instead of being stubborn and difficult, adopt the mindset that negotiations aim to increase both parties' rewards. Stay adaptable and always look for a win-win resolution. During negotiations, your competitive instincts might kick in. Don't let them take over. Being competitive never wins in negotiations. To win, stay reasonable and cooperative. Overcome fear and building trust in negotiations. Fear is a ghost in the machine that affects negotiations. People are often more afraid of losing than they are excited about gaining, even if the gain is equal. To address this, avoid zero-sum thinking, the idea that if I win, you lose. This mindset only creates hostility and destroys trust. Successful salespeople often encounter the same people again during negotiations, at closing, and when seeking future renewals or referrals. Therefore, it's crucial to build a relationship with them and treat them as collaborators, not competitors. Salespeople evolve for improvement. In sales, as salespeople grow, they become better at what they do. It's like leveling up in a video game. The more challenges they face, the stronger and more effective they become. Everyone wants to grow personally, right? There's this famous story called the Hero's Journey. It's like the ultimate growth story that everyone loves. The hero starts on a tough mission. Along the way, they face big problems, but manage to beat them, getting stronger and wiser. It's been around forever, from ancient tales like Homer's Odyssey to modern ones like Star Wars. In the real world, personal growth isn't a walk in the park. There are tons of mental roadblocks in the way. Take self-centeredness, for example. Lots of folks struggle to grow because they always put themselves first, ignoring others' ideas and views. The problem is that many folks think being self-centered is a good thing, but it's a big flaw. Being all about yourself stops you from growing. So don't get stuck in that mindset. Start looking beyond yourself. Be open to new ideas and different ways of seeing things. Acknowledge irrational prospects. Selling gets easier when you understand that people, including yourself, don't always make rational choices. Don't assume your customers are weighing the pros and cons logically when deciding whether to buy from you. They might be influenced by biases without even realizing it. Most sales strategies assume customers are thinking logically, but that's not always the case. To stand out, you need to acknowledge and even celebrate the irrational aspects of decision-making. It means breaking away from the usual sales training and thinking outside the box. Forget about being self-centered and overly optimistic. These feelings can trick you into not asking for referrals, which are crucial for successful sales. You might think the best time to ask for a referral is right after someone becomes a customer. But before that, you need to show that you and your product are valuable. Instead of asking for a referral when closing a deal, set the stage for it in the future. Key points. 1. Understand that sales success hinges on grasping buyers' psychological behaviors. 2. Recognize that rational decision-making isn't always prevalent in sales interactions. 3. Overcome resistance to change by addressing the status quo bias. 4. Tailor sales strategies to acknowledge both logic and emotions in decision-making. 5. Nurture genuine connections with potential clients to facilitate trust and openness. 6. Redirect prospects' attention away from fears to ease the fear of change. 7. Evolve sales techniques by embracing personal growth and learning from challenges.